America Weekend.
Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with
Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power? An in-depth study of the professional woman and a relationship. She's an expert on depression, women's issues, and attaining happiness. She has been featured on Oprah in 2020 as the oldest mom in the USA to have twins. It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Dr. Birnbaum, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Very happy to have you on today. There is so much going on. There is so much that we can discuss with you. Where do we begin? Well, let's start with this. It's the story that everyone has been talking about for the past 10 days or so. Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner, a whole new life, and also a couple of million Twitter followers. What are your thoughts on why you think she did this?
Well, she is older and wiser and ready to do this. You know, your listeners need to know that this did not happen overnight. This is something that started possibly at the age of six,
mm-hmm.
when children look at other children and they don't feel they belong in the right body, when boys are looking at other boys and they don't want to identify with them. So this is when it really started for Bruce and now Caitlin. So people have to realize that this is nothing whimsical. This has nothing to do with having your own show or standing out because you felt that you were behind the scenes in some way with the Kardashians. You know, all this stuff is coming out, which is really ridiculous. It makes no sense.
I think that it was kind of important for him to maybe do this because being associated with the Kardashians, it's not like he was going to have any type of privacy anyway. So I feel like maybe he took, you know, matters into his own hands and did it the way he wanted instead of letting the media twist things around.
Well, are you saying he went public because of this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that maybe he did this whole cover shoot or whatever because of that.
Well, he was really preparing for this for years. And you're right that he has not been the primary character with all these sitcoms and these reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
But really what's going on here is very painful. It's very emotional. The surgery itself is physically painful, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
But emotionally it's painful. When we're in a society that everybody wants to be accepted, and, you know, this has been undercover, this gender identification, you know, homosexuality came out, wasn't too accepted, and now we've become much more comfortable and accepting of it. And here is another sexuality that's coming out that seems to be foreign to us, that has been in hiding. So it's a very good thing that this is happening, and it's something that he is starting a pace, setting a way for other people who have been not accepted to hopefully be accepted. So this is nothing for show.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an easy feat that he had to do. And on the contrary, I really give him credit for being the person he is and being himself and saying, listen, this is the right time for me to do this. And so therefore, I'm not worried about criticism. I'm not worried about a stigma attached to who I am. I have the resources to do it. Why not?
You know, and it's a situation where the media will give something like this coverage that it really wouldn't if you go back 10, 20, 30 years. We go back to, I remember Dr. Renee Richards went through a similar situation, the former tennis pro who went through a transformation. And now when you come to today's media and what we are tolerant of as a society and as of a media culture, this has to really reinforce and give a lot of strength to average people that have been conflicted the same way Caitlyn was for all those years as Bruce, like you said, going back to when he was 6 years old. This, because of the age we live in, has to be able to provide such support and help for someone who is considering beginning the same process.
You're absolutely right. We are in a society today where we are much more open and willing not only to learn to be flexible, but to really pave a way for anybody who has an issue and says, you know what, this is who I am, I'm different,
mm-hmm.
accept me. And so the differences we're talking about is not only gender related, it's not only sexually related, but across the board, when we talk about racism, when we talk about religious divide, when we talk about what's going on in the world, if we could be more open and more giving and more forgiving, wouldn't this be a better place for all of us?
Yeah. I want to turn to another story now. There is a study revealing that financially dependent men are 15% more likely to cheat on their spouse. To me, that was very surprising, but there might be some underlying reasons as to why. Why do you believe that is the case?
And, you know, that's such a interesting commentary, because here the woman goes out and works and is exhausted at the end of the day, and that woman who makes more money has a husband who's going to fool around more on her. So go figure that one out. But, you know, the truth is there are reasons. A man's ego is not as high up there when his masculinity is not out there.
Mm-hmm.
And his assertiveness can't be viewed in a way that they have power, that they have control, that they are the ones that are the wise ones that can bring home the money. So it is threatened for sure. But, you know, what's an interesting thing about this as well, as you know, women, they don't go out to have affairs if they're not happy, if their husbands don't compliment them or give them attention. They look to therapy often to try to fix things. Men right away want to go out. That's another study in itself. But, you know, as a woman and as a professional, I'm wondering why it has to go to that place to feel better about yourself. But it's true. These men are very threatened when women come home making money. And another part of my study, because I know we don't have much time, is that women who are successful are seen as selfish, while men are not. Men who climb the ladder of success are seen as successful. So women really have a long way to go, and there is a conflicting message here.
I think that it's an insecurity thing with the men that cheat on successful women. I think that if I'm the breadwinner and I'm bringing in the money and my husband is home, he may have, you know, an insecurity which may make him stray to someone else who maybe doesn't make him feel so insecure. Twisted and backwards, I know, but I really think that that's like the basic psychology behind this whole thing.
That's absolutely true. And as I said, men are threatened.
Yep.
It's the problem. They're so easily threatened by all this. And women, by the way, come home to make up for that. So there's a role division that they're worried about, and this division they try to make up for by cleaning the house, taking care of the kids, and having two jobs. So they're really exhausted. And by the way, they don't have time to go out and be unfaithful, because they're just too tired.
That's exactly right. Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Over the top.
And you know, and you would be able to answer this, and I know from experience, because I'm one of them, there is nothing more fragile in the universe than the male ego. And when the male feels threatened, he acts out in a lot of different ways.
In weird ways.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to admit to anything here, but Dr. Birnbaum, help me out, right? When a man feels that that ego is threatened, he will behave in ways that might be quite unscrupulous.
Well, you know, men have a front. They need to put up an image out there. So crying, having emotions. And here's something else that's very important to know, that we are built differently. I mean, our brains are wired differently. Women, it's more fluid. Men, it's more separated. So women's emotions and feelings are out there. Men keep it inside because that's the way they are wired. But because they keep it inside, it builds up, and you're right.
You keep your feelings in, and you alluded to that. You know, you're the
yes.
strong, silent, you're the Gary Cooper type, and that's no good because that rips you up inside. That's why men are walking around with ulcers, dropping dead of heart attacks left and right, and dealing with everything else. We as a culture have told men all through the years,
that's
and maybe
right.
we're becoming enlightened now, you know what? It's okay to say, I hurt, I feel, I need help, and I need to express myself.
More than okay.
Right.
It's necessary. And I want to tell you as a man, because I know you already, I feel like I've known you for a long time.
I have that way with women, Dr. Birnbaum, that's
what
okay.
What can I tell you? I can't get off the phone. But you have a nurturing quality about you, so you have a balance, which is so, so vital to a sense of well-being, because the happiest and healthiest people are the ones that are androgynous, that have the nurturing and the assertive side of both of them. And women now are having more heart attacks because they're out there in the workforce. So go figure, this is what we wanted, but longevity is at risk. So men need to be able to have the softer sides of them developed. Doesn't have to go as far as Caitlyn Jenner, but it could be displayed now in a fashion that's very desirable, because we all have emotions, and that's who we are as people. Our emotional makeup is really what really represents who we are.
Well, this has been very interesting and enlightening. Once again, she is the author of What Price Power, an in-depth study of the professional woman in a relationship, Dr. Freda Birnbaum. It has been great having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
My pleasure. It's always fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In the late 1800s, imported fruits into the U.S. were duty-free, but vegetables were taxed. When a shipload of tomatoes arrived in New York in 1886, it was charged duty. The ship's owner went to court to argue that botanists say the tomato is a fruit. The case went to the Supreme Court, and their ruling still stands today. According to law, is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Botanically speaking, tomatoes are fruit, but according to Supreme Court law, the tomato is a vegetable. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This second baseman left his mark as a base dealer, ending Ricky Henderson's seven-season reign as the American League stolen base champion. He's a two-time All-Star and a three-time Gold Glove winner.
He's running. There's the throw. He's got it.
That's great.
So where is Harold Reynolds now? Harold left the Diamond in 1994. His wit and insight got him a deal with ESPN, but he was fired in 2006 for an alleged sexual harassment incident. Harold sued ESPN and the network settled. The very next year, the new MLB Network hired Harold, where he remains a cornerstone of their team of analysts.
Let's talk about Jacoby Ellsbury. What a career he is having. He steals bases, playing tremendous defense, and he'd be a guy that could hit at the top of the order.
Looks like Harold's stealing viewers, one person at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.